He's fine. Oh my god, I almost just killed myself and the cat. I was walking to the fridge and my wife is using the like the laser pointer. She like pointed between my legs as I'm walking by. So she's trying to kill me.
Man, those cats kill you all the time. I don't know how many times like I'm walking through the kitchen and the cat purposely runs right in front of me like he wants to get stepped on. Thanks for the countdown, Sin. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 53 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack and Sin. Sin, we are coming to the audience live tonight from the Moon Bunker.
Correct. We are live in on scene.
In game, yes.
In game.
And end game. Wasn't it so exciting? The Moon Bunker changed a little bit today.
Yeah, it was an awful big update for a lot of nothing.
Well, we'll talk. Yeah, I know. There were a couple other, and we're actually going to talk about that as part of our topic tonight, gaming on different platforms, but and how long updates can take. But, you know, there was a few changes.
Yes, but we do have a pretty good guest on tonight to talk about it. Other than that, I'm pretty good. I worked today, finally back to work. It was much needed after spending so much time with the kids. I love them and all, but I need some time away.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm lucky I have just one kid that's 15 in the house right now, and he's pretty self-sufficient. But I feel for everyone that's working at home right now with the young kids that aren't at school right now. This is the worst time probably in the history of our society in quite a while to have a very young family because of just circumstances.
So my daughter, that I like to call Chucky, she is a stage 5 clinger. Yeah. You cannot let her down for more than a couple minutes. And then she's like, up. I'm like, no, play.
Yeah. Now, would she have been in preschool? I forget what age they start.
Nah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. The 3-year-old pretty much plays. He does his thing, so he's pretty good. But the 1.5-year-old, you just give her a knife and she looks like Chucky. That's all I'm going to say.
That sounds crazy. Well, audience, joining us tonight,
without further ado,
live in the Moon Bunker with us is Mitch, Mr. Mitchy Slaps. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good.
I was waiting for the intro to say current third place GDC speedrun.
Wow. That
is wow. So if anyone doesn't know what that means, be sure to also listen to the Guardian Down podcast. Sin and Mitchy have actually been very recent guests on there, so you can see what Sin is talking about, but we don't need to focus on that just because you want to gloat, Sin.
I like to rag on him a little bit. And shout out to Clear Knight, who just was on
like
for finishing second. All I have to say, Clear Knight, is if you're not first, you're last.
That's rough.
I do mean it with love, though. It's all with love.
Aw.
I feel like we're doing the podcast tour. I mean, Mitchy, you've been on Guardian Down recently. Now you're on ours. I mean, do we got to get Claire Knight back in here also? A while since we've had him. We should just have a combo
puck
one of these days. We've done that with Two Titans and Hunter, but maybe we should do a combo one with Guardian GDC. Down. Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Gator, you've been called out.
Let's get it going. Well, Mitchie, we're glad to have you here tonight. We just kind of want to talk a little bit about your history in the Destiny community. You don't have to go through too long of a history in gaming. We'll just talk about some little points here and there. I've known of your name for a while in the community, but I believe, were you more of an Xbox player originally or back in the day?
Yeah, when I started playing Destiny 1, my buddy and I were playing on Xbox. And then I kind of fell off the map for years 2 and 3, and then got back into D2, and that was also, I started up on Xbox until I joined the PC group, we'll call it, last year.
Okay, and what got you into the game of Destiny, and then kind of just getting into some of these communities that we all know now?
Yeah, so, like I said, my buddy got, like, it was the one who I was playing Xbox with. He told me about Destiny. He goes, you know, it's, you know, from the makers of Halo, you gotta check it out. So we got into it, like, really, really deep. Like, I mean, there was nights where we spent, like, 8 hours in the loot cave looking for exotics and stuff like that. So, I mean, I definitely put my time in D1, and then he kind of fell off the map and decided the game wasn't for him. And I didn't know about all these communities, so I kind of just fell off the map as well and just started playing other stuff. Mm-hmm. So when D2 came out, I was like, you know, I really enjoyed D1. I should probably, like, just check it out, see what it is. And I started playing with some college friends. And then when the new DLC came out, they didn't want to buy it. But I did, because I was enjoying it. And then I had no one to play with, so I just, like, Googled, you know, like, Destiny community. And that's how I fell on Derp first. So I was looking through podcasts and stuff, and that's the first thing I listened to. So I didn't know what a Discord was, so I had to figure out what that was. And I was, like, looking through Twitter, trying to find people to play with. And, you know, that's how I started. I crawled my way into all these communities through Derp.
Yeah, and like a lot of us, that is a very common thread.
Yeah, very common.
Yeah. Definitely.
I remember doing a search for Destiny podcast also, and that was, I'm sure I saw some of the other ones too, but for whatever reason, the Destiny Reset one seemed most interesting to me, found out about them. And I don't remember when I joined the Discord also, because I've only been playing Destiny since slightly after Taken King, and I joined their group shortly after that. But I think that having these communities out here is a great thing, because, I mean, we've talked about this in previous episodes, but, you know, you're likely to fall off or not find great people to play with if they weren't for some of these communities, which we know there's a lot of good people in.
And, like, there were so many things I could do solo, but there was a lot of things you can't. Like, I wanted to raid, and I wanted to be able to do, like, some, you know, crucible where I'm not, like, the solo player getting stomped on, you know, so it's definitely, like, the big thing for me was trying to raid. So that's why I need to find people in order to group up and do that, because LFGs can get really toxic really quick.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah,
we've had discussions about that. What was do you remember your first raid you did?
Ever? I mean, I did Vault of Glass quite a few times. You know, I have, like, if I look through my dim, I have Vex Mythoclast. You know, I lucked out and got the drops that people still try to, you know, get, but are, you know, they evade. But then, you know, I did. God, what was the second one? Was it Crota? Crota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one maybe once, I think. And then that was when I fell off of. Yeah, I fell off of.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And then probably later on is when you got into the Derp group and started raiding more. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I joined Derp probably, what was it? I think it was Warmind.
Okay.
And that was, I was looking for things to do because I was getting, you know, bored with the game. And I joined the Discord, and there was someone that posted that they were going around Mars looking for all of the little things you had to shoot with the different, like, polarities, like, you know, Solar Void, Arc. And, like, he's like, all right, you know, he goes, I've got, like, most of them. I'm going to go back through and make sure I have all of them. Because I think you got a sparrow or something for it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
There was a reward for it, and he was doing. So he just dragged me along, and that's how I kind of, like, got my foot through, like, joining groups was that guy. Can't remember his name.
That's cool.
Maybe Angel of Pain? We'll go with Angel of Pain. Give him the shout out.
And you've had previous names and gamer tags, right?
In your mm-hmm.
groups. Tell us about some of the other ones in case anyone recognizes your name around.
Oh yeah. So when I started, when I joined the communities, my original name was The Beard MB. You know, I mean, I grew a pretty big beard, and I mean, that was just how I'd always gone by in like college, like when I played games and stuff like that. That's how people knew me. And then, I just decided that not having a beard, I was living a lie. So I changed my name.
I forgot about that name, The Beard MB. Yes.
The Beard MB. Yeah, it's like a lot of people know me as that, and they kind of like wondered where I went. And, well, I'm here. I just changed my name. Yeah, yeah, I've had a couple along the way, but I fell upon this one.
Nice. Kinda
play on words and things like that, and I like playing hockey, so it kind of fits the bill.
Nice. What else do you like to do in the game, or what are some of your favorite tasks, and what are some things in the game that bore you more or you don't enjoy doing? Just kind of getting a feel for what people like, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love raiding. That's why I was so excited when you guys wanted to raid the other night. I was like, hell yeah, I'll do this literally all night long. Like,
yeah,
I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do. Like, I rock my Riven's Bane. I probably will till the day they delete Destiny 2 off the servers, because that was the one thing I liked grinding for the most, was that title. It's really the only title I've liked grinding for. All the other titles seem like Blacksmith I probably will never get or want to get. But yeah, like, those are the things I don't really like doing, is grinding for those kinds of things. Like 100, was it 100? What are they called? You need to do 100 frames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For that's Blacksmith that, title.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in that.
Yeah. So you don't need all the titles. Yeah, I don't need all of them either.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting on 4, and those are from last year. I don't think I've done anything in this recent year. Kind of just decided that I'll play to enjoy the game, and grinding for that kind of stuff has lost its luster for me.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely picked the wrong time, though, to go for Riven's Bane. We tried Riven Cheese the other night.
I was watching, yeah.
It does not go as well now, and it's... I think we are almost at this point, because last time I remember trying it, even before now, the Riven Cheese was a little rough. So I think we might have to learn the legit strat.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've never done the legit strat. I have like 35 clears, I think.
That's pretty normal. I have about that much, and I've never... The only time I attempted the legit strat was when we were doing the raid like the first, second, third week, and... We got actually, there's like a few rooms and levels you go up the legit way and some ogres, and we got like halfway up before we kind of got like just power checked and we were dying too much. And it's really that bad. It's just everyone considered it a waste of time. You might as well just do the
way. Yeah, when we were sitting there trying to complete all of the triumphs, like complete it with, I think it was like all one class, or complete it with Arc or Solar or Void. It's like, if we have to do this raid 8 different times for all of these triumphs, I'm not going to sit here and want to do it the legit way if there's a way that is a cheese that works, you know? Why do something in 20 minutes that you can do in 5?
Exactly. You know? And I think one thing too that really makes this cheese seem like not a big deal is because it's not the end of the raid. You still have the annoying Queen's Walk part afterwards that sometimes people mess up on, right?
So sure.
It doesn't even feel like you're like cheating something, because you still have to get past one more thing after that.
Yeah, so, when we were going through Flawless, like getting up through Riven was easy. Like, we got to the point where like we were doing that no problem. And then the walk was the issue. There were some nights we would get to the hole where you had to drop down, and the orb, like, the person would, like, die with the orb up top. It's like, ugh, you were literally 2 steps away from finishing.
Man.
Yeah, we had more than a handful of those.
That's something Sin and I think we've contemplated trying for. I haven't really cared too terribly much, but I could see doing it okay. But yeah, Flawless on that would be interesting.
Yeah, it's funny, because we did Flawless on Riven on Last Wish, and then like literally the next night we went in to do Scourge, flawless. And it was like, so I'll say we probably did probably close to 80 tries, just like trying to get like people, like, you know, more accustomed to the raid. And then like we had a lot of people just like drop out because of Xbox like connectivity. Like while we were doing really well and things like that. So I'm gonna say 80 full runs probably, like where we had to reset and then finally get it. And then literally our second try on Scourge, we did flawless. I mean, it's a much less technical raid. It's a much smaller, it's like a raid layer, you know. Mm-hmm. Our first run, our buddy Jump was trying to like turn on the switches to make it, because in Scourge you have switches you have to press to make it flawless. And he hit the switch and then jumped down, and he died on the jump, jumping down from the button. Mm-hmm. Probably the shortest flawless run in history, attempted run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So Rivia, Last Wish can be difficult. Flawless.
Yeah, but it's a fun raid. I remember how much I liked it when we went back in it again a couple nights ago. I forget when it was.
Yeah, it was definitely fun to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a while.
What class do you like to play in the game? Or are you an equal opportunity offender?
So if I'm just trying to like grind power level, I will play everyone. I'll start Hunter, go Titan, then finish all my Warlock. My Warlock is where I spend most of my time. Like if I'm raiding, it's usually my Warlock.
Yes.
Like if I need to like stay alive and be comfortable in that raid. Like if I'm just, you know, messing around, I'll play with whoever. Or on whatever. But if like I need to actually like be serious and do something, I'll play on my Warlock because that's where I'm most comfortable.
You are very welcome here, sir.
Yeah.
It's funny because I would joke with Sin. It seems like a few months ago, I was like one, maybe we'd have two Warlocks in the raid if we were lucky. But lately we've been having more and more in our group that we've been playing with. And now we're kind of getting to the point where we're getting a lot of Warlocks in the raids again. And it's certainly useful, certainly helpful.
Oh, yeah. If you ever need a Warlock, hit me up.
Yeah. I used to joke that you only need Warlocks and Hunters in the raid. Titans are not very useful. Of course, can't make that joke anymore to Sin, because we do have the bubbles now with the
yes.
bubbles. But
the bubble bro has so reemerged.
You're a little useful, but...
only slightly.
Only slightly.
Yeah, I just hit over 800 hours on my Warlock, according to Time Wasted on Destiny. Hunter, not even close.
So you play the game a lot then, it sounds like us.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Do you so you play a lot, do you ever go, what's probably lately the longest time you've gone without playing, or do you just play a lot no matter what?
Oh man, I took almost all of last season off.
Okay.
I did maybe a couple things. I really didn't do much of, you know, Saint 14 or like that's like I did the story missions. I got Bastion and that was literally all I did. You know, I didn't do much, honestly. So probably I'll say 2 months recently. Okay.
And then I'm just always curious, was it because of like issues with the game, or were you just distracted playing other stuff, or combo?
So it's not that because of the group I have been playing, like I just haven't been playing because like my group isn't on. Like, well, one guy's computer was in the shop and another guy's like PvP only right now. So like we kind of just like split up and gone our separate ways. And there's two guys that are like mainlining Animal Crossing like straight into their veins. So it's like one of those things where like people will just fall off. So like those are the six or seven guys that I've like played with religiously, and they're not on. So that's why I kind of like reached out recently to find a different group. Cause like, I don't want to go back into that lull and then, you know, walk away from the game. I'd rather play it, you know, cause this is the game I enjoy, but it gave me an opportunity to play other things. Like me and Fudd, Elmer Fudd Games, we were playing a whole game of the games.
Man, Fudd's great for finding out those unique games too. I'll occasionally watch his streams and like, oh, what's this game now that you're playing, or this or that. So that's, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If your friends break off, just kind of playing other games.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we were playing Apex. We were playing Warzone. We got big into Division 2. We went through all the DLC recently. as a big group. It's a lot of fun. It's nice to witness other games and see other things, but I've literally only played Destiny. Except for last night, I played the first Ori game. It's like a free game on Game Pass right now.
Right on. Was it good?
I've heard. Oh man, I played like 7 hours. I didn't even think about it. I looked up. I was like, oh my god, is that the time? I have to go to bed. Ori in the Blind Forest. Like, it's called Ori in the Blind Forest. It's like a 2D side scroller. They just came out with a sequel last week, and that's also on Game Pass. So I wanted to play the first one to see if it was something I'd like to get into. And the story's great. Like the first like 5 minutes, I was almost crying.
Hmm.
Like it was really depressing story. Like to start the game off, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. But it picked up really quickly. It's a lot of fun.
Any Borderlands and all that?
No. So I did not get the season pass. So I haven't had a chance or an opportunity to check out the new stuff yet. I'd like to, but it's just one of those things. But it's on the back burner right now.
Sure. You finished the main campaign though, right? From the the original Borderlands 3 story or campaign, you did that, just no DLCs?
Yeah, I'm level 50 on there, and I was doing, I don't know what they're called, like world tiers or whatever. I was like level 2 or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called off the top of my head, but I was farming bosses on level 2 for exotics and things like that, and then that got boring really quickly. Just doing the same boss over and over and over. I ran, is it Flak? Flak?
Yeah, that's who I run.
Mm-hmm. Flak, yeah. I mean, you could literally like 4-shot bosses on tier 2 with shotguns. Like 4 shots and they were dead. I'm like, okay, why am I doing this?
Yeah, Borderlands is a game where it's probably like very, you know, it's like 10 miles long, but only like a couple feet deep. You know, there's a lot of content, but once you get it done, it's not too replayable, right? I mean, I guess you can run other characters or whatnot, just like Destiny, but I know what you mean. And Sin and I, being the Destiny freaks that we are, like, I really only have, I don't like to break off in too many other games too much. I maybe have like one other game in the background, but not more than that. And so Borderlands is that game for us right now, but we haven't even caught up with the DLCs yet, because it's pretty impressive for only $15. I mean, you get the season pass also, but for $15, the amount of content you get for $15, way more hours than of like actual new stuff than you get for $10 with Destiny.
What was only $15?
Each DLC.
Oh, each DLC. Season pass was what? I think $40 when I looked at it.
Yeah. But there's like 4 or 5 DLCs in the season pass. So,
oh, sure. Definitely.
Yeah. I know. And they all come with, I don't know how they do it, because like the new play space is pretty large. There's quite a bit story missions, new enemy types, however they do it. Now, of course, you know, I play it and then I get frustrated too. I'm like, why can't I infuse weapons like Destiny here or this or that? But yeah, it's a fun game to have on the back burner. So, you know, Sin and I will be playing that some here and there if we have some downtimes in Destiny, that's for sure.
Yeah. So recommend get or whatever. The new DLC if you get one. Just, if you just want to spend $15 and check it out. I didn't get the last DLC yet.
And is that is the new one the Hammerlock one?
Like, yes.
The love story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tentacles and whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Guns, love, and tentacles, I think.
Yeah. It's really cool so far, and I've really enjoyed it. And of course, we ran into a boss that's super beefy and frustrating. But yeah, I mean, I just finished the main campaign recently. It took me from launch to a couple weeks, maybe not even a couple weeks, last week I think it was, I finished it because of being off from work. And being off for almost a week has definitely boded well for my game time.
Yeah, so I hurt myself at work March 2nd, so I understand completely what you mean. I've been out of work since then, so.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So my Xbox and my computer have been good friends recently.
I gotcha. Heard, I mean, this is obvious, but I heard in the news today that, you know, because everything going on, video game consumption and even buying has gone way up. You
know what else? 70% or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, I didn't hear the details. So that's cool to hear. Guess what else has gone way up?
The best hub on the net.
yeah, that too. Yes,
that would have been my guess. Yeah.
And then something that you drink.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Yeah,
booze has gone way, way up. It was funny. I was in the grocery store the other day, and they were putting out the hugest end cap, like one of these things you normally see for like Super Bowl of like all the Pepsis or whatever. But it was a huge, huge end cap of White Claws. I'm like, geez, are people buying that much? But then you hear like, yeah, I think the people are right now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, my brother-in-law and I, we went for a beer run earlier this week. We just went to Wegmans. And he had to bring some beer to the car before he could purchase more beer because they have a limit on how much you can buy. So he had to make a beer run within his beer run.
Double beer run.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I stocked up. I have two bottles of Bamboo, by the way. My one's almost gone, but I still got a full bottle on reserve. And just order a case. You will go through it. Just order the case, be done with it.
Maybe I'll use some of my stimulus check money for that. I have to order $200 worth to
use creator code SynMedia to get 10% off.
Oh man, and I'm wanting to buy some of the new I know it's floofy, but some of the new what's that coffee, the one that's in the desk?
King's Coast.
They have a new cold brew nitro canned coffee that's coming out.
A 4-pack, yeah.
Yeah. That's right up my alley. I really like that stuff. I know it's floofy and expensive, but
that's not what you called it the other day.
What did I call it?
Hoity toity.
Oh yes, that too.
Trey Class A.
I tried to win the 4-pack online, but I didn't win it. Someone else got it.
Yeah, I have some King's Coast. I'm not a big coffee drinker, so it's kind of just sitting there. Mm. I got the bourbon barrel aged beans. Mm-hmm. I had a special on. So I grabbed some of that and ground it up in my food processor because I don't have like a coffee grinder.
No, that works.
Yeah. No, it definitely worked. I mean, it's good coffee. I just don't drink coffee a lot. So kind of just sat there.
So tell us something else about yourself. I mean, I seem to remember that you're into hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, I still play. I've played my whole life. I mean, I can't play right now because of my shoulder and because of COVID. They've canceled all of our sporting activities in the area for kids and adults.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense.
How long have you been doing that?
Playing around here, I've been playing for a couple of years now. But, I mean, I've played hockey since I was 5 years old, so it's 26 years. Took a little hiatus when I moved to Philly only because I didn't know that this program that I'm in now existed. You know, it would have been 20 miles outside the city to go play hockey, but now it's 4 miles from my house now, so I can't complain.
And what area are you located right now?
I'm just outside Philly.
It's just outside Philly. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Delaware County, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm only a couple hours from Sin, I think. You're in Baltimore, right?
I work in Baltimore. I live in West Virginia. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But yes, Philly is actually not that far.
Yeah.
Should have a meetup.
Absolutely. Bring some of that bambuca, or whatever you call that.
Bamboo, yes. Now we did.
Conductor or whatever.
Now, there was a couple of years back, since we were talking about derp earlier, we did. There was a derp meetup in D.C., that was a good time. Of course, can't do anything now because everything is closed, but that would be interesting to do. I wouldn't mind getting a meetup in this area.
Yeah, that would be cool. A few
people together.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if you had this written down for news or anything, but today they announced that they are canceling the in-person Guardian Con or GCX.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were figuring that was going to happen.
Sure. And you know what? I'm kind of relieved in a way. Like, I mean, if they were to have it, I would have felt guilty. Like, I'd have to cancel my ticket and all that stuff. So,
right.
I don't have to because they're honoring the ticket for this year. They're going to honor it next year. So, we'll see where things lie. And you know, what's going on at the time. So
we'll see. Hopefully they don't schedule it at the end of the month like they did this year. I wouldn't have been able to go anyway.
Yeah.
The car business, the end of the month is kind of like a no-no.
No. Yeah, but that is big news that came out today, and it makes sense. But, you know, I have some ideas that we'll be introducing in the Discord shortly. Other people are doing this with work virtual meetups and happy hours and stuff, and some things I kind of want to get going in our community. So,
are we going to get drunk in Discord?
What's that?
Are we going to get drunk in Discord?
Maybe. Maybe something with Zoom. Yeah. So.
Yeah, with Zoom, we were looking to do like a family happy hour the other day. We ended up using Google Hangouts because there was no time limit. But Zoom, without purchasing Zoom, it was like a 40-minute time limit for people, like three or more people.
Yeah, I'm down to consider other platforms. Yeah, I just know Zoom's been very popular. What is it, 40 minutes?
At the time, it looked like it was like a 40-minute time limit for three or more people, and that's the free version.
Yeah.
So we just went Google Hangouts. It's not ideal because you can't like see everyone's face. Like, it's funny. So you have these little thumbnails on the bottom with like a little live video of the everyone in the group, and then like basically like the person who talks the loudest gets the full screen. So like during the family happy hour, it was just like bouncing back and forth to different faces.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun little topic of conversation as we were chatting and having a drink.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
Yeah,
there's also they also have Netflix came out with like that Netflix and chill, like it's like a Chrome extension where you can Netflix parties and have a chat open.
That's great.
You know, something similar that I know Hidden had it for a while. It was Rabbit or RABB.IT where you can watch movies and have a chat. So I know that software is out there as well.
Yeah, I think one night, like one of our buddies posted something. It's not called Cameo. That's something else. But it was a thing where you play a movie from your computer and you stream it, and then people just like log into the server. But then we were in Discord chat, so like we were watching the movie together, but like just chit chatting in Discord. So, like, if he paused the movie, it paused it for everyone, so we wouldn't have to worry about being behind or anything or things like that.
Right. Yeah, that's the way the Netflix one's supposed to work, where you have the host as the, basically, the control. But yeah, Kingsley, get it going.
Some cool ideas out there.
Yeah, I have a couple of ideas, and it's funny how, you know, all these things we could have done all along, but in a way, since we're kind of being forced to socially isolate more in a way, we're also wanting to take more seriously what technology has for us that we can get these little group ups going. So,
oh, definitely.
Sure. We'll have some things going here soon. Excellent. Well, let's just talk about some things we've been doing in the game lately. And then I kind of want to have a discussion tonight also about like gaming on different platforms. But, I mean, you may have already mentioned some things, but what are some things you've done recently in the game, Mitchie, on your side that you're working on right now? And then we'll move on to Sin.
So I kind of have... I took a hiatus, and when the new season came out, I jumped in that day because, I mean, I was home, you know, cause I was home from work and wasn't really doing anything. So I hopped in, I went to the bunker and checked it out, and I kind of just fell into like unlocking that bunker that day, and trying to figure out like the easiest route to do so, the cheapest route and things like that. And I just started doing the bounties and things like that. So I just really enjoyed the bunker. So I unlocked the bunker like pretty early on, and then got to the point where if you unlock a certain node, you get bits for doing activities, and like the week after that, I was just like doing all my power grind, and I had enough bits to unlock the moon the day it was open. So,
yeah, so you hit that hard for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it got to the point where I was just getting like 40-50 bits from completing crucible matches or strikes, so they racked up very quickly. And then I just started doing bounties to work on my, now that I'm, max light level cap on my warlock is 101. So like I'm at that, you know, the base. I've got the base max. So now I'm just working on my season pass in order to finally hit 100. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've hit 100 on, like, I've lost interest around like 70, like level 75. So this year I'm like, no, you, or this season, I'm like, you know, I'm actually going to hit 100, you know, knock off a couple of triumphs and,
yeah,
you know, find some cool peeps to play with.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other, weapon quests that you haven't done yet or any other goals in the game you're working on? Kind of like the bunker stuff.
You know what? Let me look through. I think I have everything except for the Taraba and Anarchy. I honestly think
we'll get you. We'll want to get you our Anarchy.
Yeah, I think
Scourge. I'm game. I'm game for that.
Yeah. So I mean, I've done plenty of them, and the only two exotics I am missing in the game right now are Taraba and Anarchy, and then whatever unknown is in the kinetic slot right now on the last page. Whatever that may be. But yeah, I mean, right now it's just not even catalyst farming, just completing a lot of catalysts that I've put on the back burner. And I have a lot of them.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Have you jumped into trials at all or anything in comp?
So I was never really a PvP player until Recluse came out. Oh, wait, no. What's the hand game? Lunas Howl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of my friends were getting it, and they were saying it wasn't a terrible grind. It was much easier to get than Redrix. So I went into Luna. I went into, you know, comp with a buddy, and he kind of, like, he carried me in a sense. Like, he more taught me, like, do's and don'ts of Crucible. So now I can go in and I can play solos comp and get to, like, 3,500 on my own without anyone, like, backpacking me. So it's nice to go in and like work on those weapons, you know, on my own and not have to worry about someone else doing it for me anymore.
For sure. Yeah.
So I haven't played trials since I think I played maybe like 4 or 5 matches when it was Trials of the Nine. Was that 2 years ago? I have 49 tokens. Yeah, I have 49 Trials of the Nine tokens in my vault that I'll probably never be able to use. So that is the extent of trials for me. And then this week was the first time I have gotten into trials. My buddy was, he didn't have anyone to play with. He's one of the guys from Potato Thumbs group, the Death RX group. I think he's Tush Clan. I don't know if you guys know Val, but he was just, it was like early morning Saturday or something, and he needed someone to play with. So I was like, dude, if you need a third to just fill out your card, like I'll play, but I have not been into trials yet. So he carried me. It was on Xbox, so he carried me to 5. He carried me to 5 wins. We went 5-3, or 5-4 because of the Mercy. And it was tough because he plays on Xbox all the time, and I've been playing nothing but PC. And I know this is one of the topics that we're trying to talk about tonight is switching, you know, to console and stuff like that. You know, back and forth. I had been playing Destiny all morning on PC. And he's like, all right, hop on Xbox. I'm in, you know, I'm in chat. Just let, you know, hit me up and we'll play. Dude, those first like 4 matches were absolutely terrible. I had maybe 1 kill, and that's not the way I play. Like, I can hold my own. And he's like, is everything all right? I was like, dude, I haven't held my controller to play Destiny in probably 6 months. He goes, oh, really? I was like, yeah, man, I've been playing on PC. I've been trying to learn mouse and keyboard for the last year, so I'm more comfortable with it. I was like, why use a controller if you have mouse and keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
So it took me like 4 games to even get like maybe 3 kills. And then like by the time we had already gotten a couple losses in, that's when I started to warm up. And then we broke off for lunch and then, you know, we didn't go back into it. So I definitely want to play more. I would probably would play on console because of all the issues I've seen on Twitter with all, you know, the cheating and everything. And it's a lot less on console.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I don't play a lot of comp right now, but I go in there just to putz around when no one's on. I'm currently at like 780 glory, and that's just from going in and playing a couple of matches here and there when I'm bored.
Yeah. All right on. Sin, what have you been working on?
Last week too or much. So? too much.
Too much? Okay, you need to stop playing the game.
Right. So other than last week, you know, we talked to it a little bit earlier, I did finish the Borderlands campaign, so I got my other gaming out of the way and started that new Borderlands DLC. In game, we did a load of raids. What? Garden of Salvation, Crown of Sorrow. We did a
Last Wish.
Didn't finish that one. I did play some Trials a little bit with some folks from the Discord. Now I'm going to have a brain malfunction because I have an awful memory. It was on PC. It was with Nalzi and Merrick. So,
and how did that go? I never followed up with you on that one. Did you guys get any wins?
It was awful. It's reason why I dislike Trials on PC. One, because I still use controller, so that puts me, I think, at a little bit more of a disadvantage. Now, I was still hitting shots. I was still hitting my snipe shots, but I think we ran into a lot more teams that seemed overall better. Just couldn't get it going to get a win. And afterwards, Merrick broke off. He left. We did play a little bit of comp. That actually went a little bit better. We had some back and forth matches. It seemed a little more even overall. Not super sweaty, but not super easy. Like the players and matches we were up against weren't complete laydowns. I think we had like maybe one laydown, but for the most part, they were pretty even. We did play some Iron Banner this past week, which was fun. Had some decent games, played a lot more on console. And what else? Finished my fourth Horseman Catalyst. That's done.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah, started working on the Graviton Lance Catalyst, which is going to be a grind with cosmology kills. And finished my EDZ bunker that is fully upgraded and started working on my moon, which is not completely upgraded as of yet. And yeah, I think that probably covers it. This is one of my more heavy weeks of playing.
Yeah. You've been on a little bit more just because of circumstances and whatnot. And we have been doing some more raids. You kind of covered a lot of, I mean, you know, raiding's the main thing I like to talk about. I've just also been working on the bunkers. I haven't hit it. I could hit it really hard and get these bunkers done super quickly also, but I at least try to get them done on tap with before the next one gets out. So I'll get the moon one done here within the next couple of days. I just basically have the third row left. I mean, other than the cost reduction, you know, the ones you were supposed to get ahead of time. I have like probably like four left on the bottom row and then I'll be done.
Nice. But, you're much further ahead than I am.
Yeah. But I don't hit it too hard because I don't want to like get burnt out with the grindy part of the game. I just want to do like the unique quests or the raids. You know, there's still so many great people that are joining our community all the time and people that haven't done certain raids or of course, you know, Mitchie now, you know, we want to run raids with you. I mean, yeah, I could raid almost every night and generally not be bored of the game.
Oh, definitely. And I like bringing like newer people through raids as well.
Yeah. Help them out. It's kind of a fun experience to see how people can catch on with certain things.
You know, I got a proposal, Kingsley, since you like to raid. If we can get I definitely want to do a group. I want to do the raids that have the triumphs where you have to have a full team of clanmates. I definitely want to try that. But also, I sent you a picture of my work schedule coming up. Other than this week being Tuesday through Saturday, my 3-on-3 off was shifted kind of a little bit. So it's going to be similar threes every week, just shifting whether or not I'm going to be working a Wednesday or a Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't mind, you know, times where we have a little bit of downtime and we are raiding, going into like Last Wish, where right now we can't use the cheese method because of damage and loadouts, maybe recording some video and doing updated videos on how we can still get the cheese method to work and
what
preferred loadouts. Cause I think that would be fun. One thing that I haven't done yet outside of streaming that I'd like to do is make some videos.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm down. And I know we can do it the cheese way. We just have to, the thing I was telling some people is with Last Wish now, unfortunately for that Riven encounter, you have to kind of like qualify people again. Remember like some raids, you'd be like,
Oh yeah, yeah,
I hate XYZ, doing that. Yeah. But you have to have like a certain weapon. So like everyone needs to have swarm, and you have to have a Titan bubble, and you have to have tractor cannon basically to make it work. Or everyone has to have the swords with
Whirlwind Blade.
And so it's just before you could have like two or three new people in and like, well, we recommend you have Prospector or Swarm, but even if not, we'll probably get it done, you know? But now it's not like that. You really need to qualify everyone.
Yeah, I think we were doing half, maybe two-thirds.
Three-fourths if we were lucky, or two-thirds, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a lopsided difference.
He didn't have a lot of stuff, and every strat we were trying, there was always like at least two people that didn't have the right thing to do. This is where Verstin is probably yelling at us, just do it the real way, the legit way. You know? But shout out to him, he's been a previous guest.
I'm game with learning it. I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt to learn, and we've put it off for this long, so.
Well, like I said, we're going to have some exciting things coming up, you know, like these videos, Sin mentions, meetups also, virtual meetups, so stay tuned for that. But I do kind of want to talk about, you know, since we've kind of been like touch around the subject of like what it's like to play on different platforms, because Mitchy, you play on all three potentially, you know, you have Xbox. Sin and I would, we just don't have Xboxes, but we play on PS4 and PC pretty regularly. I would say sometimes PS4 is even more than PC, right, Sin? Like just because of our community or whatnot?
Yeah, I would say PS4 most of the time, but yeah, I mean, I'm okay with swapping back and forth between the two. For me, swapping back and forth isn't as big of a deal, just for the simple fact that I'm still using controller on both, so it doesn't bother me.
That's fair.
But I mean, it doesn't bother you at all, or do you notice anything like when you play on PC and then come back to PS4?
Really, the biggest thing is frames, but I'm capped at 60 on PC because that's what my 4K monitor is, 60 frames, so it's only going to net that anyway. And so it's a small difference, but once I've been playing PC and then I go to PS4, yeah, if I do it right away, I can notice it. But it's like riding a bike. It's it's there.
Oh, for sure. And
yeah.
Yeah, I do. So you can catch on pretty easily is what you're saying when you go back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll move on to Mitchy next. I mean, you play on the different platforms. I mean, obviously, you'd probably prefer to play on PC, all things being equal. I mean,
we would. Yeah, I mean, it runs a lot smoother, loads a lot faster. Field of view is wonderful. When you can have, you know, 105 field of view versus what's the max on console, 80.
Yes.
It is worlds different. And it's like, I'm not trying to talk smack on consoles. I mean, my Xbox has thousands and thousands and thousands of hours on it. You know, it's a day one. Oh, I mean, I had a day one Xbox and then I upgraded to the One X. So, I mean, I definitely have a soft spot in my heart for a console, but I mean, it's tough. Like you know, like Sin said, it's definitely noticeable if you switch right away. If mm-hmm. if you switch from PC to a console, it seems a little bit slower because it's 30 frames. It's and for me, mouse and keyboard switching to a controller is a big difference as well. It's,
yeah,
you don't have you have the assist, but you're not quite used to it. So it's when you go back to PC and you're just like, well, why am I missing these shots? I was hitting them on Xbox. Like, oh yeah. Yeah.
It is different.
Yeah. Especially apparently like controllers on PC have insane amount of assist that I haven't really bothered looking into. Maybe I should though. Things.
Well, you might want to try just to see. You know, you bring up a couple points. Field of view, that is such a big one for me because when I first started playing around with testing on PC, because I kind of tested it even when it first came out, shortly after the beginning of D2, and no one I really knew played on, and I didn't want to switch because it was just like, and then I have to worry about PC gaming and all the issues that come with that, even though it's millions of times better these days than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
But oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to switch. And I think my video card back then wasn't as powerful, so I didn't increase the field of view as much because I was just dropping the frames too much. But
fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, but then I built, I have a fairly good rig now, and I have a good setup. I mean, I can play consistently over 100 frames per second on a 1440K monitor. So yes, visually it looks very beautiful, but to me, the thing that gets me the most, I really think, is the field of view. Because yeah, I don't feel like when these PC elitists were like, I have to play at 60 frames and 30 frames is like no good at all. Like I can take or leave that. I mean, yes, more frames is nice, but to me, the thing that's just really jarring and I feel like people really miss out on is, like we've mentioned, the field of view. There's nothing like going into a raid or playing Crucible and, like, you know, you're doing the Kali encounter at the beginning of Last Wish and you're trying to look around the arena to see where, you know, all around the perimeter, which plate you're going to. You know, PS4, you're going to have to like move your view back and forth so much looking around. But I did that raid twice, once on PS4 and then once on PC just right after it. And I was like, wow, I can see so much more in my normal field of view. It makes it easier. So there's actually something to be said about that. Like, yeah, maybe the people on PC are more the quote tryhards, but also in a way, some things are actually easier, I feel like, on PC than PS4.
Yeah, I mean,
that wider field of view.
And if you can get it to play a little bit smoother, then why not? Like, I'm not going to complain if I got to play on my console. I mean, it's funny because, like, I can log on now and I have, let's say I have a bunch of people on my Steam account, but only three people are online and two of them are you right now.
Yeah.
So I definitely have an issue finding people to play with on PC sometimes. But I mean, my console, I'll log on and there's 30 to 50 people playing Destiny. You know, mm-hmm. My consoles are definitely the way to go if you're looking for people to play with.
Yes. Yeah. And on that point, I would say I almost prefer, I mean, we're getting a lot of good people on the PC side now, like chill groups and stuff, but like, you know, there's sometimes the mentality of people you play with on PC is more like that super tryhard LFG groups of people that like, you can't just chill and have fun with. I mean, there's a lot of good people we know on the PC side.
Yeah.
I feel like you're right. Like if I just want to, I feel like I know all my buds over on PS4, there's less people on PC and I almost play more on PC solo or just with Sin or maybe now some with you, but like when I'm just playing with the big group of people, I'm more often on the PS4 side. So I feel like a happier kinship with PS4, if that makes sense. Like PC seems like the Wild West still to me. Like it's like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I was actually, I was talking to Danfinity one night in Discord chat after he was helping me do something. Helped me get my Xenophage, and he, you know, signed off from Twitch for the night, and we were just chatting in Discord, and he was like, I'll be honest, some of my favorite stream nights are the nights when I play on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. He goes, I have, like, there's more people that want or need help on PlayStation than, you know, do on console, or I'm sorry, on PC, so it's, you know, that's when he's having the most fun.
Yeah.
And I can see it, you know, fun is where your friends are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I've liked keeping, I mean, I'm going to keep my PS4 active as long as we're in D2 and people are there. I'll be playing on both. That's why cross save has been such a godsend. That was one of the reasons why I didn't switch to PC for a while too, is because I was kind of waiting and hoping for a cross save. And once that came out, then I was able to go fully into PC also.
You know, that was when I made the switch, was when they made cross save. I was like, I played a little bit like with Fluffy. Popped in, we did a raid just so I can get like my favorite, you know, Midnight Coup, and then after that I went into PvP with him for a little bit, and that's really all I did for the first little while, because I was like, I'm not gonna regrind all of this stuff and then, you know, a couple months later have it be garbage because I'm gonna cross save my character.
Exactly.
So yeah. I just waited for the most part.
Yes, I know some people that switched earlier and then they had to like everything they found out about a cross save and they were a little salty. Like, oh, should I go back to my PS4 account now? But I put so much to, like, I have this on PS4, but I have this new thing on PC, and they just decided to stay with PC. But boy, I'm glad I waited.
Oh yeah. People are having issues because they had all these nice roles on one that they couldn't carry over to the other. It was like, well, I mean, it was worth it to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one other thing you brought up was pretty interesting, because I've definitely felt this way. I don't know. I've talked to Sin about it, and maybe he doesn't feel this way as much, but I feel like even though Crucible on PC is considered sweatier, I feel like I do better on Crucible on PC, and that's playing controller on both. And okay, maybe it's the aim assist, but to me, what I feel like it is, it's that extended field of view, and whatever, you know, the sensitivity I've locked in right now with my controller on PC is at 50, and whatever it is about that sensitivity along with the field of view just works for me. I can actually lock on and hit my shots most of the time, you know, and then I go back over to PS4 and whatever sensitivity I have over there. And since it's such a constrained field of view, I'm like all over the
place, yeah,
hitting my shots, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
But then it's also like faster on the reticle part, if that makes sense. Like I'm like all over the place. And so I don't know. I just feel like I do better on PC in Crucible.
I've played more Crucible recently, just like to get a feel for it. Like, I mean, Iron Banner, I did all my bounties on Iron Banner on all three characters. This time around, for the first time, I didn't get bored enough, because they've actually made the bounties more tolerable. The only issue I had
awful.
was the bows. The bows was the worst part this time, but I managed.
Yeah.
It was only an issue with me because I would get 8 kills in a game, but because my artifact wasn't turned off, so I was like light level 10, 12, but my bounties weren't working. So I would get 8 kills, and then that's 8 kills I have to get in another game. I was like, I just want to be done using this bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
they had an issue with that, but I should plug in my controller and see what it's like.
Yeah, you should. What controller do you like using when you do controller?
I have, so for the longest time, I just used the regular Xbox controller. And then they had a huge sale on the Elite controllers for Xbox at Best Buy. So I got one. And then I usually get, and this is a conversation we had with someone, maybe had with Dan Finney the other night. I buy the Geek Squad for almost everything I buy, just on the down chance that, like, if something were to break, I have that security. They give you the price of what that item is on the shelf, you know, when you trade it in. So I traded in my controller, because, I mean, it was literally falling apart after, like, I mean, this is like 23 months of use. It was close to 2 years. Like, I was almost done with my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it in. I ended up paying $30 for the Elite 2 controller, and this controller is flawless. It made me like the controller so much that I got an adapter for my PlayStation so that I can use my Xbox controller on my PlayStation as well.
Nice.
I used to just grin and bear it, but like once you have a controller with, you know, shoulder, like the back buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
And the response,
I was going to ask
how it feels. Oh, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
Oh, thanks for that suggestion. Because I have an Astro now, and if this one has issues again, I'm thinking about going to an Xbox One. But I definitely want, like the Elite with back buttons. Because you'd need, anyone who plays controller on PS4, I highly recommend having buttons on the back. It can make your life a lot easier.
I mean, and honestly, like if you're trying to do things like raiding or Nightfalls, and you need to like res somebody, but you don't want to stop firing, it's one of those things where like you don't have to when you have back buttons. Like you can do everything. You can jump around. You can shoot. Like when I have to use a controller without back buttons, I kind of feel lost now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like it feels foreign to me to have to move my thumb to do things. You know.
Yeah, and to have
the sense wings.
I hate the run where you have to click in the L3 on the PS4, you know, to like, and like, this just seems like such a archaic thing to me now. Cause I assigned the back left button for run.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never thought about that. I just, you know, my back buttons are X, Y, A, B. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different ways. It just, do something. Sure. That's the tip, right? Because like, it's just nice having those back buttons. Even if, you know, there's good options now, the PS4, even just, even if you just don't want to spend a lot of money, they have the adapter,
right?
The adapter. Yeah. To give it two nice, back buttons. Yeah.
Do you have that or,
I don't.
I know you said you have the Astro.
Yeah. I was considering, you know, just to test it out or maybe as like a second controller. You know, there's options out there. I haven't tried that, but, I'm interested to hear if anyone has tried that and what it's like. So if anyone has, let us know.
Yeah. Definitely go for a controller that has back buttons. That's the way to go these days.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that Geek Squad idea is not a bad idea. So I have the Geek Squad, for example, on these HP printers, and with my wife being a teacher, it's the printer that, for what she uses it for. We have the HP thing where you spend like $10 a month, you get so many prints, yeah, and they give you instant ink. That's what it is. And we've actually used that on replacing the printer. We've probably replaced that printer 5 times in 2 years. And the only thing that I've had to pay for, like each time, is just getting a new Geek Squad for the new printer. And it's nice. And then we end up getting 2 or 3 months of free HP instant ink because you have a new printer set up with it.
Yeah. And then so when you buy when you buy the new insurance, it resets.
Yep. So that's nice too. And I got my Astro controller from Best Buy, and I opted not to get it. I was like, nah, probably not going to need it. If it goes bad, I'll just buy something else. But, you know, hindsight, probably should have got it. And
the morning after that factory warranty expires is the day that thing breaks. Like, that's just how my life has always been.
Right.
So like, if I pay the extra money, I mean, it's on my TV, it's on my controller, my consoles, you know. When I got my Switch, I mean, that's over 2 years old now. So, I mean, it's lapsed. So, fortunately, I can't do that again. But
yeah, I mean, there's certain things I probably still won't buy it on. But controllers, my next controller, if I have to switch, definitely, like Ainsley said, if we have to, I probably will get it from Best Buy, get that plan.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it.
Oh, some good tips for sure.
Yeah.
Do you stream at all?
So I did. I streamed and I got to affiliate after a few months. And then it was like right around the time when I got married, I kind of just like, I switched my hours at work. So I was working 4/10s. So those days I didn't want to stream because I was already tired. I was going to the gym and working 10 hours and, you know, family stuff. And I just kind of like use games to relax at that point. And yeah, then
streaming is just one more thing, right?
Yeah. So then like, every time I felt like I streamed, I had like some sort of technical issue. So I was like, you know what, to hell with it. I'm just going to stop.
Sure. Sure.
Cause like on my 3 days off, it's like, oh yeah, I'll stream then. It's like, well, okay. So 2 of those days like are the only time I get to see my wife. So I would, you know, hang out with her and things like that. So I don't want to be like, if I'm going to play games and she's around, I want to be able to pause something and just like go walk away and like talk to her, things like that. And you can't really be successful on, you know, while streaming and, you know, spend more time away from the computer than you're at it, you know? So,
yeah. It all kind of depends on what your purpose of streaming is, right? You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And for a while it was like my friends wanted to watch our flawless run. So I would just like, I would mute the party chat and I would try my hardest not to pay attention to stream, which is like another like big no-no. But I mean, I would have a caveat like, listen, we're doing flawless raids tonight. Like, you know, I'll try to text chat with everyone, and you know, a few people would pop in, watch, and then you know, clip me doing dumb stuff during flawless raids, like walking off the side of the bridge while we're doing the jumps on the bottom. So like recently, I've had, you know, a lot of downtime at home, so I started like making my Twitch look better. Worked on a couple like just overlays, and then like my worked on my panels yesterday. So I want to stream more, but it's another one of those things where like anxiety kind of kicks in a little bit. Like I sit down, like I got my game booted up, and like I literally only have to press a button on my Stream Deck and I'm live. But for some reason, every time I go to like press it, I just kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to play by myself today, or I'll see what, you know, FUD's up to, and you know, just pop into his stream and hang out for a little bit. You know, so I've streamed a couple times recently in the last week. I mean, I definitely could and I want to, but it's just one of those things where, like, I make an excuse not to, and that needs to stop.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I guess I should have led with this, but one of the reasons why I was wondering, because it kind of brings up the topic of streaming on PC and what it's like, and, again, with this discussion on different platforms, we'll just stream when I'm in raiding, and boy, I sure love streaming from PS4 versus on PSC because it's just so freaking easy. You know, you don't have to worry about so many things. You don't have to worry about now if you have your setup made, you know, hopefully you won't have any technical issues on PC, but there's still things that can go wrong. And on PS4, you just hit stream and there you are. And it pretty much always works.
Yeah, definitely. So I have like a single PC setup. So it works really well if I want to stream from my PC and also like use my console. I just have the Elgato, card. Yeah. You know, and I just plug into that and I'm good to go. And it doesn't really have a lot of strain on the computer, you know. I mean, when I first started streaming, I was using my 8-year-old, my MacBook, you know. So, I mean, you don't need a lot of processing power, honestly, to stream. But when you're trying to game and stream from the same PC, that's when you're going to have to start spending money on better, equipment if it's going to be single PC. So, like, I mean, there'd be parts where, like, I'd be trying to game and I would get, like, 20 frames. And I'd stop stream and it would the processing power would cut back and I was like, oh, I'm back to 60 frames again. So it's one of those things where, like, you have to get your settings just right to where you're not maxing out your system and it, starts to slog, but you don't want quality of your game or your viewers, view to struggle. You don't want them to be watching a crappy game either, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So streaming is a struggle. And back to what you said, it was like you kind of took a break. You're working 10 hours. By the time you get home, it's like,
You're working long hours too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 12 hours with an hour and 15-minute drive one way. So I'm 2.5 hours on the road. We'll call it every single day. You know, I don't have time much for anything else, and I'm like, and then. My days aren't so cut and dry because, like, tonight, if you have a late customer, you're there till that person leaves. So,
definitely.
That's why I've limited. I streamed a couple more times this past week just because I've had more time to myself and more time to, just kind of hang out and not feel it as like another job, which is what I want it to be. It's not like I'm making money from these things. It's fun to engage with viewers. It's fun to hang out with just friends, anybody who wants to stop by. But, when I am exhausted from work and then the mental strain of like, well, I know you're not supposed to think about how many viewers you have. You're supposed to just engage with people, like your chat, assuming somebody's there. It's really hard to do after 12 hours of actual working. And then you come and then it's like, well, nobody's here. Okay. I'm just not going to talk. If somebody comes in, I'll talk. So.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Definitely get that.
That's why, I don't think I ever want to be a big-time streamer. I just like to do it when I'm in the raids and just for people that are interested in watching. But
And the weird thing is, like, I'm a huge social butterfly. I love, like, social events. So it's like, Twitter should be right up my alley. Twitch should be, right up my alley. You know, but it's just, like, after working, it's like, it's more of, like, it's more work than it
still
is
work,
play sometimes, you know?
Yeah, even if you're extrovert or social butterfly, it can still be work.
Yeah,
I know.
It's mentally draining to do that. And I don't know how people, it would be great, to do that as a full-time job, see for a little bit what it's like, but it's one of those things where, like, I can't just drop what I'm doing to give it a try and see if it ever works out. Like, it's one of those things, it's going to have to build to the point where it's like, okay, like, I need to quit my job in order, because I'm at the cusp of, I'm gonna have to not have enough time. And I don't ever foresee myself getting to that viewer count, but
unless you're Gary Vaynerchuk and just say, while you're young, do it now, you can take the risk now and do
it and put I all don't your eggs I don't I, can't, nah, I don't have that if I was, 20 and still in, college and I thought about it back then, it probably would have worked out a little bit differently, but starting at 32 and, you have a family, you have a career, it's, It's exactly. Definitely, it's a different mindset when you walk in, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this to hang out with my friends and they can, like, you know, it's funny. I sometimes stream more to Discord than I do to Twitch. Okay. You know, just so I can chat with my friends in a party chat, you know, and they're, you know, if they're at work and I'm, you know, at home, because my days off when I am working, my days off are, you know, Thursday, you know, Friday. So like when they're at work, I play and they watch while they're, you know, bored at work, you know? So, yeah, Discord's a fun way to, like, if you're ever thinking about streaming, just like stream to a few friends.
Well, we've, you know, been going to Discord. With Borderlands, or at least I have to Discord.
I think I saw you in there. Yeah. Were you there yesterday?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Yesterday or the day before. It was kind of interesting.
Didn't get a chance to pop in, but it's like, it's, they need to make a mode where you don't have to join the voice call.
Yes. That's what I was wondering, because that seems like people wouldn't want to join then. Oh, I have to mute. Well, can I just be a true lurker without doing that? You know?
Yeah. Right. So I think it was either Gunbait or Clear Knight. One of the two, I think it may have been Gunbait, but you can correct me. Well, they can correct me. They actually asked Discord on Twitter, and they said currently there is nothing, but they appreciated their input and they would, you know, let the support team know that that was so maybe something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what they have on the back burners. I mean, it'd be great just be able to watch someone and not have to like join a voice chat.
Yeah.
Cause then you have to mute yourself and, you know, make sure that you're not talking. I mean, unless they want you to talk, but if you want to watch, then it's a huge pain in the butt.
And then I also saw that Streamlabs is coming out on Mac soon, next month. I'm excited for that because Sin knows I use my MacBook Pro a lot for as a second computer for doing Discord stuff.
Yes, you do.
I want to use it to stream because my PC is pretty powerful, but like I was noticing even the other day in 1440, 100 frames mode, I wasn't able to stream at full. I was getting my CPU pegged, but I would love to like maybe have an output thing that then runs through my, has some capture card, runs through my MacBook, and I can do all my streaming from there with Streamlabs potentially.
Yeah, and what's nice is Elgato. So I have the HD60S, the cap card, it's external, and it inputs and outputs at 1080p. But now they have a card that comes out where it takes an input of, I think, up to 4K, and you can 4K play your game. You can play your game in 4K, but then it streams to 1080p. So you're not buying the 4K card, because the 4K card's like, let's say, you know, $500. It's a $200 card where you can see your game in 4K, but then stream it in 1080p, and you don't have to suffer, you know, the visual aspect on your end to appease the program.
Well,
so it's a 4K pass through basically, but it only caps in 1080. That's
because my card, Streamlabs and like every other program, it'll say that my Elgato is disconnected if I try to stream or if I try to play in 4K or, you know, 1440 on my console.
Yeah.
So I have to play at 1080p in order for the cap card to work.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm in, because my PS4 is hooked through an Elgato, and then I have the output comes up onto a screen. So I just flip the screen input to kind of switch back and forth between my computer and not. But yeah, it's that's one of the gripes that I can't enjoy, like the HDR or whatever the PlayStation output is, if, you know, 4K, and I gotta go do it only on 1080, where if I was just playing on my TV, it'd be a different story.
Yeah. I think I bought a HDMI splitter so that I can send 1080p to the cap card, but then play my game in 4K. That was another workaround that I found out. I just bought a 4K splitter, and one of the outputs is 1080p. I can switch to 1080p on that one. So I don't have to physically like watch the game in 1080p.
So the splitter handles the throughput basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Nice, nice. Well, yeah, we don't want to talk about too many of the details. not waffled on you. I'm just thinking of the audience, but But one other thing I did want to kind of mention to close up this part of the discussion is everyone should consider streaming, kind of back on that PS4 thing again. Like, you guys don't need to worry about all the things we're talking about. If you only are playing on PS4 right now, I mean, our community loves watching people stream, you know, and since it's easy and since you don't even have to do a face cam, you know, if you don't want, just set up a Twitch account, guys, set up your so you can stream from your PS4 when you're doing stuff. It's a great way to keep our community engaged so that we can watch when you guys are all playing.
And I don't know on Xbox's side if they are strictly Mixer, but you can stream as well. But I know that they have their hands in Mixer. So
Mixer's great too. I have in our Discord, it'll auto post Mixer also. So I'm not like saying we have to be all Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think Helios,
Helios
is on Mixer. And I have that auto post. And also, I think you guys know this, whoever's listening, but if you want to start having your stream promoted automatically, just hit us up and I can add that to the auto posting channel in the Discord. So, yeah, good discussions. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for that. I mean, I learned a lot, really. I think I might consider doing some of these things. I don't know that I ever want to get into it where I'm like, people are like, counting on me being there at a certain time. I might do face streaming, or I might get like a capture card and through another computer just to make things a little easier. So it gives me some good ideas for sure.
Yeah, I mean, while people are upgrading, now might be a good time to find something like eBay or something like that, where people are trying to offload their working stuff that's, you know, priceless.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I just wanted to talk real quick about, this is also just information for me and Sin, about the update that came out today. And this was going to be another topic, but we had to say it really quick. But like, why does PS4 have to be so slow with those updates that come out? So today, someone was asking what the size was, and it was only like 150 megs. And so like, it took like 5 seconds to download on my PlayStation, and it took 5 seconds to download on my PC. But took another 5 seconds to install on my PC. It took 40 minutes to install on my PlayStation.
Oh no.
The copying part.
Dun dun dun, which we're all aware of is super, but it is what it is. Maybe PS5 will be, well, it's gotta, it better be better with all that.
Well, it's what confirmed SSD.
Well, I have an SSD. It has to be more than that. It has to be the way they're doing the database of, they just like must check some every single bit or file that's going through, it just freaking slows it down or something. But
yeah, that's true.
Bore people with that. But the update today fixed a few things. Hotfix 2.8.0.2 fixed an issue where Trials of Osiris challenges were not being reset properly, causing some players to not receive rewards. I mean, that had to do with that Friday, Saturday thing, right? Where they're like, don't play Trials until Saturday because it wasn't giving you the rewards that you wanted. So that should be solved. And then also fixed an issue where players were not getting the correct amount of planetary materials from the bunker upgrades. Yes, we notice now that we're not getting just one anymore, right? Did you
from one to six.
Yeah, it's still not a lot. But whatever, at least six is something.
Yeah, put those bots to work, man. I know. They're just right? Staying in there in the bunker, not doing anything. Go out and give me my materials.
I know. I mean, how much does it cost for an upgrade module? How many materials is it? Is it like 40 or 50, I think?
I mean, yeah, by the time you upgrade it, you're wasting money.
Yeah, I know. Fixed an issue where the Titan Season Pass arms ornament would block first-person view.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So if you held a bow, you already couldn't see, let's say, like 40% of your screen. When you zoomed in on a bow, I'll have to find the video to show you. You literally had a zero view.
Oh my gosh.
You could not see anything. There was a guy who had a video. He was trying to snipe people with a bow in PvP with you know, zero visibility. It was the funniest thing.
That's insane. So
oh yeah, it's great. That. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, I might have to see that video. If you find that, you can post that to us.
Yeah, link us, because I would love to see that too.
Season pass SMG and shotgun will now create Warmind cells with pass ornaments equipped. So I guess they weren't. I don't know if they weren't all the way or just not totally, but they will now have the Warmind cells, which is good because those Warmind cells are pretty OP, you know.
I haven't tried them personally, but I only have one Seraph weapon and I don't even use it. So,
well, if other people, you know, you see the on the ground, even if you proc them, you can shoot them too. They have a pretty good explosion.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're well worth using the Seraph guns just for that.
Here's another Titan one. Sin fixed an issue where Sentinel Titans were able to extend their shield banner shield by suppressing themselves.
Really?
Well, anyways, it's fixed.
Damn, I missed it. I'm sad I missed it.
You want to suppress yourself?
I mean, maybe.
Well, to extend the shield.
For infinite super, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to sacrifice a little bit.
And then fixed an issue where Raiju's harness that allowed players to hold Whirlwind Guard indefinitely. So another sounds like a cheese that they were fixing there.
They're doing a pretty good job of fixing all the stuff that allows us to do activities quickly.
And that is definitely a complaint that people can have that seems legit. But hopefully, you know, we know that at least midway through the season, we won't get into spoilers, at least not this episode. But it seems like there's at least a big update coming when Guardian Games starts, and we'll at least have some more of these secret exotic quests that might be big. Who knows? There's a lot of speculation of what they are going to be.
Anywhere from the machine.
Well, it's not going to be that big. I hope. You really think if they bring any raid back, they should do like Vault, but I guess.
Well, this is the season that they should be bringing a raid in general. I mean, that's the way it has been, right?
Well, not if you look at year 3 of Destiny 1, there was a raid the whole year.
So, but second year, there was 2 raids.
No, in D1, there was only 1 raid in the second year, too. It was just King's Fall.
No, I'm just saying, not about D1, but D2.
Yeah, you're right. So if they
Scourge was like the second one, right, of that year? It was Last Wish and Scourge.
There was 3 raids. Last Wish, Scourge, and Crown of Sorrow. And then, only 1 so far this year. I mean, yeah, I hope they bring another raid also, or at least revamp the raids that we have so we can have a weekly rotating raid where there's like even reasons to go back into, like, let's say this week it's Leviathan, go in and get a pinnacle reward. You know, that I think that'd bring a lot of excitement back to actually running the older raids and get people to go through them even more. Yeah. At least that, if, and then maybe even another small raid. But we'll see.
Yeah, there's I need to a little something from
a little something, yeah. Hopefully an exotic quest or something.
I would love, you know, the old raids with random rolls, man. That would be great, getting those old guns with some random rolls. But I know they're trying to the sunset, which is the big issue in the community right now, is people mad that they're sunsetting pinnacle weapons and things like that. But, I mean, you need to update how people are playing, you know? You can't do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Recluse can only be the gun for so long. Oh, for Mountaintop. Sure. You know, can only be the gun for so long.
But Telesto can stay forever.
No. No. I didn't know I was doing a podcast with Gator again tonight.
It is not the besto.
The funny thing is I've never been like a super Telesto fan, but I have been having fun with it lately. It works pretty well in PvE.
The only time I've used Telesto is to cheese the Menagerie and to cheese Blindwell. That's literally the only time I've used it.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one. Boy, Blindwell, Telesto cheese.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Sin.
Do people even play the Blindwell anymore?
Work smart, not hard. Probably not now. Yeah. I don't think there's any reason to, really, unless you're going for...
But Sin, that's what else. Triumphs. We did another raid, and I don't think we talked about the last episode, did we? You now have the Telesto catalyst.
I didn't bring it up. But yes, the Eater of Worlds prestige. And I got
such a fun night
from the I got it from the chests, the first chest after the jumping puzzles.
Yes, you got it. Your first time running. Well, that was your first time running Prestige Worlds, right?
No, second time.
Okay, but still.
I'm pretty sure I ran it with you the time you got it.
You got it pretty quick. Well, so did I guess.
Yeah, second run's really not that bad overall, so I can't complain.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun that night. We should do that some more, get some more people to Lesto Catalyst, even go into Spire and work on that elusive sleeper catalyst.
It was funny. I don't even know if I have a clear in the heroic Spire, but I do have the sleeper catalyst from the, I got it from the first chest.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I backed out. I was like, I mean, that was at the time when like we're all 350 light, or, you know, I was at like 375 light, and you get up to 400 by completing the prestiges.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, I was not interested to sweat that hard for light that was going to be obsolete in like 5 days.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I don't even have a clear in general. So, I mean, that's much better.
Oh, man. And I love Spire. It was fun. I would definitely get in there.
You can,
it
sounds like you can, sounds you're like a cheerleader for that. Yeah, we're going to. I only have one clear, but I don't know the end encounter enough to help other people. So, yeah, we should.
I mean, God, it's been
going.
It's been 2 years since that bad boy's really been.
I know.
Yeah, you know, thing. So I'd have to brush up on some videos.
Well, I know. You got the first bit's fine. We'll figure it out.
Sure.
All right. Well, we better start wrapping up tonight, but we have some great discussions. Boy, it's been a pleasure having you on. And
thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you joined our group, and we've been raiding with you. And I'm like, yeah, we got to get you on to talk about your experiences in the game, and been a great person to play with for sure. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely been a win having you on tonight. even though you did not get the GDC, keep the GDC first place, is definitely a win for you tonight.
Man, dropped all the way down to third in 2 weeks, man. Didn't take long at all.
Yeah.
How the
we'll have to come up some other competition.
The competition was stiff.
A pie eating contest.
Ooh, yeah.
I would definitely lose that.
And speaking of pie, we like to ask people what their favorite dessert is. I mean, you have a favorite dessert or something you like?
Oh, homemade apple pie, man.
That was a quick response. One of the quickest, actually. Yep, I know. I got this.
Oh, yeah. I soak my apples in bourbon or whiskey for 24 hours before I make my pies.
That does sound good.
Yep, just grab a bottle of Crown Royal vanilla or honey.
That sounds so good.
Yep. Cut your apples.
Aren't you making fun of me of like having like bread pudding soaked in rum or something like that?
That sounds amazing.
I thought that was like normal. I mean, maybe.
It's like you cook off the alcohol. You're wasting too much booze.
No, but that apple, sorry to cut you off, but that apple, boys, you know, if you find a recipe or just a way, you don't have to tell us an exact recipe, but we have a food channel now on our Discord, and I'm excited to get things going.
Yeah, it's really quick and simple. I eyeball everything, and I'm usually drunk by the time I'm done prepping because I eat the apples as I go.
Nice. Before it's cooked off.
Oh, I the last time I made pies, I bought extra apples knowing that my wife was going to come in and grab some, and her and I probably ate a pie's worth of alcohol-soaked apples.
A pie's worth. I like the measurement.
Yep, a pie's worth.
Pie's worth. Well, excellent. We have that in the books now, and that's a very, very good, unique answer for sure. All right. Well, boy, what a fun night. I guess before we go out, we would love to get like your contact information. You know, we know you in the Discord as Mitchy Slaps. At least that's your name as of right now.
Yeah.
So I know you like to change it sometimes.
This one will probably stick. Most of everywhere. Let me see here. Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, Discord. I'm Mitchy Slaps. But on Twitter, I'm at Money Over Mitches, and that's a story for another day.
Such a fun one. Yeah, I know.
It sounds like some, like, isn't that like a rap reference? Something like that.
Could be.
I just, Money Over Mitches? Yeah, it was like Money Over Bitches.
Yeah,
You know, that's, I just, like, that's why, like, Mitch, you know, Mitchie Slaps was originally, like, a play on words of Mitch, you know, Bitch Slap, Mitch Slap, I play hockey, yeah. Mitchie Slaps, boom, done. And then Money Over Mitches is, you know, play on Money Over Pitches, so.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. And, no, that's good, everyone. We'll put your information in our episode, too, of where people can get a hold of you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and by we, he means he, because he does all that.
Well, you edit it, and then we get it put, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, so, we're a team, Sin, even though I don't edit it. We edit it, and then we post it, hand in hand, skipping down the aisles.
Sounds like a marriage.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me all across the web, or particularly these two platforms, twitch.tv/SinMedia, S-I-N, and over on Twitter, @Sin_Media. Kingsley, let's take that Money Over Mitch's and take us out.
Yes. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places, PlayStation, Steam, Twitch. Except for Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. And you can find our show at our website, theguardianhub.com, where we have all our links and our episodes. And we also have a Twitter account as The Guardian Hub. So feel free and contact us there. Feel free and join our Discord if you haven't. We have the link on our website. And it's a great community. Mitchie's in there. Sin's in there. I'm in there. And we just shoot the shit and have fun talking about Destiny and other stuff. So we hope to see you there.
Definitely.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in again this week. We really appreciate it. And have a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's what she said.
Been waiting for that.